Blog Talk Radio.
Computer on.
Space, the final frontier. These are the voyages of the starship
Melee
Prize. Its 5-year mission to explore.
That good health candy, baby.
You know him. To seek out new life and new civilizations. To boldly go where no has gone before.
It is time for the hottest show on the internet. It's Renegade Radio with your host DJ Smellgood and international
call. Interface complete.
Well, fuck it, man. Crute again, goddammit. I don't know what the fuck happened, but y'all already know you're live in the building with your boy DJ Smell So Good, man. We got to get this thing crunk. We got to get it started early because you know I only do an hour on the show now. Blog Talk Radio, I only dedicate an hour because I'm live on my own video show now. So what we're going to be doing today is something special. We're going to also we're gonna do an hour worth of language here. And we're going to do an hour worth of language on livestream.com/WDGE radio. And then that way I can give you a visual, you know what I'm saying, of what I'm actually, of what, you know what I'm saying, of what you actually learning and shit. So it should be hot. It's the first time I'm going to be trying something, you know what I'm saying, new like that. So right now I'm getting my little shit together. Y'all give me 1 second. We're going to come back in, man. Go to www.byki.com, and that's before you know it.com for all your language learning needs. And today is Time to Learn a Language Tuesday. Each and every Tuesday, man, we gets down like this, 12 p.m. to 1 p.m., and then from 1 p.m. to 2 p.m. live, you know what I'm saying, on livestream.com/WDGE radio. So that's what it is. Coming right back at you. This is Crime City. Got that money on my mind, you know what I'm saying? You're in the building with DJ Smell So Good. It's Wrecking the Game Radio.
Break it on down, I'm a singer this shit.
Yeah, that's my nigga Crime City right there. That's my nigga Krim from Crime City Records. You know what I'm saying? Got that money on his mind. And we about to get into it. And if you want to call in, tell a friend to tell a friend. If they don't have an internet connection, they can always, from anywhere in the world, you know what I'm saying, that they at, they can call 347-237-5125. And when they call, you know what I'm saying, they can listen on the line. They ain't got to participate in the show if they don't want to. But warning you now, if you come on my shit, I'm going to bring your ass online. If you going to tell me, now, I'm just sitting there chilling, and I'll leave you alone. But that's how we do, man. You got to be welcome to the fam, you know what I'm saying? Quick shouts out to everybody in 813 representing Party Time, DJ Party Time, Miss Janu, my nigga Ashwood, Deuce, you know what I'm saying? Don't forget, we got TampaRap.com at the Coco's Lounge, located right off of Hillsborough 40th Street. If you happen to be down in the Bay Area visiting and stuff like that, you know what I'm saying? Or, you know, if you're trying to send a friend that might be down here and, you know, they're looking for a place to come hang out, we do karaoke from 8 p.m. to 11 p.m. And then I take over and do the damn thing with the independent open artist mic night. You know what I'm saying? So we let all independent artists come through and touch the mic. $5. You get recorded and we re-air on TampaRap.com. So, you know, we're making some big things, man. I'm going to do a review of last week's list, and then we're going to get into something new this week. Excuse me. All right, y'all. The first one is we was just meetings and greetings. The language that we've been studying until we master this motherfucker, you know what I'm saying, is the Afrikaans language, because there is no sense of speaking any other language until you master the master language. Yeah. And that's the Afrikaans language. Once you learn that language, I guarantee you, you will speak any other language. Guaranteed. Because, I mean, as I've been studying, you know, I've studied other languages, but they all are bite-offs of this original language. I studied Italian. I studied French. I studied Macedonian. You feel me? I mean, you know, Spanish, Portuguese, Arabic, you know, Swahili. You know, I try to speak just a greetings. You know, basically, that's my thing. If you can say hey and what's up and how the fuck do I get over there, that's pretty much all you need. When I went to Germany, that's all they taught us was, you know, 1 to 10, you know what I'm saying, how to count 1 to 10. Put some numbers together, how to order your food, get on the train, and recognize your road sign. Once you can do that, shit, that person in that home country, they'll help you out and everything else you're trying to do. So, you step off the airplane in Africa, you know what I'm saying? First thing somebody might say to you is Kui Middog. And if I'm, you know, I'm from the South, I'm 813 Tampa Bay, Florida, so this sound country, that's why I give out the website, www.byki, it's before you know it.com, BYKI, and then go there, download the free program. It's a free program, it's no Rosetta Stone bullshit where you gotta pay $100, $200 just to learn a fucking language. This is a free program. It's like an A to B, then to C type program, you know what I'm saying? I mean, it walks you through every single little step. You know what I'm saying? It gives you the spelling, pictures, whatever you need to assist you in learning the language. Boom. It offers you that. You know what I'm saying? So that's www.byki.com. Make sure you check that out. All right. So the first word is good afternoon. All right. And that is kui middag. And as I stated before, when you pronounce another language, there's always a dialect to it. So like your G, your G is actually a C, is actually a Q. It's also like Q. You don't say G. You don't look and say Gwee Mid Dog. You know what I'm saying? Just like you wouldn't say look at good afternoon. And in some languages, the G is pronounced J, as it, you know what I'm saying, is, you know, Jesus and all that kind of stuff. So, you know, or should I say the J is pronounced like H? You know what I'm saying? And then and vice versa. So you wouldn't look at the G and be like jid afternoon, you know what I'm saying? So, you know, just when you go through different people's languages, just understand that, you know what I'm saying, that everybody has their own little slang to that language. You know what I'm saying? And a different, it's just a different dialect. And it's, you have to pick up on. So the first one is Kwe Mid Dog. And I'm going to let everybody hear it if this is possible. I try to, you know, pump up my volume so everybody can hear what the lady says. Let's try it out. All right. Kwe Mid Dog. Kwe Mid Dog. That's good afternoon. We're going to go through 10 of these greetings, then we switch the list up. So we're going to be going a little fast because we already covered this. If you didn't wasn't on this lesson, catch up. Go to www.byki.com. Download, you know what I'm saying, the language learning software. It's real quick. Take like 2 minutes to download it, 2 minutes to upload it, and then you can import all any however many lists you want. You know what I'm saying? You can do that. Currently, I have Afrikaan, Arabic translated, German, Macedonian translated, Serbian translated, Spanish, and Vietnamese. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, them my list. That's what I actually study off of on a daily basis. You know what I'm saying? And it helps me out. You know what I'm saying? It's been helping me out. So, getting prepared to go to Africa. You know what I'm saying? That's real. All right, so the next one, and Kwe means good, period. So every time you hear good evening, good afternoon, good morning, good day, good whatever, it's going to be Kwe. All right, Kwe is good. G-O-E-I-E, but it's pronounced Kwe, like Q. So Kwe Anand is good evening. N-A-A-N-D, Kwe Anand means good evening. Okay, give y'all the hearing. So y'all can hear Kwe Anand. Kwe Anand. And the other one was Kwe Mid Dog. That was good afternoon. Spelled the same way, but M-I-D-D-A-G. It's Kwe Mid Dog. Good afternoon. Kwe Anand. Good evening. Kwe Amora. Spelled M-O. R-E with the little, I got to figure out what the hell them little marks is on top. I forgot what they call them. But the little, you know how they got the little marks over top of the letters to stress that letter, you know what I'm saying, how you supposed to say it. You're supposed to stress it. So like Kwe Mora, like you're supposed to hear the O, you know what I'm saying, Kwe Mora. Kwe Mora. See what I'm saying, like you're supposed to hear the O coming out. So Kwe Mora. And you notice I don't really have no music playing in the background, and I only do that just because, you know, I want to make sure everybody can hear me properly, you know what I'm saying? And then after this, I'll play some more music. So it's Kwe Amora. Kwe Amora. Good morning. Kwe Nach. Kwe Nach. Kwe Nach. Kwe Nach. It's spelled N-A-G, Kwe Nach. It's good night, Kwe Nach. My favorite one, Krute, and it's greetings, G-R-O-E-T-E, Krute. You know what I'm saying? So anytime, you know, you're just meeting a woman, man, anybody, you know what I'm saying? That's a universal greeting, you know what I'm saying? You can just say Krute, and, oh, Thug Pretty, okay, hold on, I'm on the radio. Thug Pretty, shouts out to Thug Pretty and all them boys. Krute means greetings. You know what I'm saying?
Aye.
Aye. H-A-A-I. Aye means hello. Aye. And that's it. And you see why these motherfuckers took the two A's out the bitch and then made hi. You know? Yeah, man. Just language jackals. Yeah. M-N-R. Mner. They took the N out and made Mr. Same thing. Mener is Mr. Mener is Mr. Mifran. M-E-V stands for Mrs. or Mifran.
Nia.
Nia. Is anybody learning? Not learning something here? Nia. N-E-E. Nia. Because you're learning something. You know what I'm saying? I don't give a damn. As long as you keep running this program back, you're going to learn something.
Nia.
Nia. means no. Because I'm going to talk to you when you come on my motherfucking show on Tuesdays. I don't even talk to people. I try to talk to them in the language that I'm teaching. You know what I'm saying? It's the only way you're going to learn. So if you tell me, like, what the hell did you just say? Go to www.byki.com, download, you know, the Afrikaan language software, and then you can be right here alongside me.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. J-A, which is yeah. Yeah. All right. Last one. We're going to put it on all the flip. I'm just going to run straight through it. Here we go. To say good afternoon is kui middag. Kui middag. Good evening. Kui anand. Kui anand. Good morning. Kui amora. Kui amora. Good night. Kui nach. Kui nach. Krute. That's greetings, everybody. Anytime you see it, greetings, greetings, greetings. Krute.
Hi.
Hi. It's hello. Anytime you see that, you already know that's hello. Somebody saying hi, you know. Mister is Miner. M-N-R. Miner. Hey, missus. Yeah. That's Mefran. M-E-V. Mefran.
Yeah.
No. You cannot have any. Nia. Nia. N-E-E. Yes. You can learn this language. J-A. Ya. Ya. All right. And that concludes the meeting and greeting, part one. That's what I'm talking about, people. Now, we cover part two also. So we're going to still briefly cover it after this song. And we're going to get back into the part two. And after we cover that, you know what I'm saying? Of course, we're going to keep flip-flopping, flip-flop-flop-flop-flopping like we do. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah. But go ahead and play my homeboy Ashwood, man. Be representing for your boy, you know what I'm saying? I appreciate the love, supporting everybody that, you know what I'm saying, to get to it, brother. Also, two-man army out there, Miss Michelle, you know what I'm saying, holding it down. You got some two-man army coming up. And that's what we do, man. Make sure you check me out after this from 1 p.m. to 2 p.m. on live stream. That's www.live, L-I-V-E, stream, S-T-R-E-A-M, livestream.com, /WDGE Radio. And, yeah, you can hear some more of this. Time to learn the language Tuesday visually. Yeah.
Keep up with me. They can't 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 keep up with me.
I'm so consistent, homie. I stay on the grind and must be sickening. Look at my juice, how they shine. It's like I'm different. Flows ahead of my time. Oh, catch me slipping. You know I'm strapped with the eye. You start to trippin', you must be out of your mind. My team is pissin', I'm like my chemist prime. My style's cocaine and boil the water I'm findin'. Add the bacon, but I ain't talking about swine. The times is changing, replacing names from the charts. Been waiting patient, you see the movement is smart. I'm calculating, and never falling apart. It's aggravating, see I'm a worse regard. I got a fed up, straight on my back is the city. I stack my bread up, tell a DA come and get me. I keep my head up, blowing the smoke from the sticky. They try to catch up, but they can't keep up with me. No,
they can't keep up with me. 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 They can't keep up with me.
This kid's a problem, homie. What drugs you on? You know I'm starving. I take a nap after dawn. You gotta guard 'em. I'm a prince like Tayshaun. They call me Harlem. More hits than Barry Bonds. I don't involve 'em. But those who tag along, they try to dodge 'em. I bet they wish I was gone. I made it happen. This is a marathon. Now who you smashing? A bulky bounce on a horn. My chicks is crashing. One of them making me toast. We rose, they passing. Another rolling the choke. The one with the accent. She made my body with soap. You words, I'm action. I'm feeling
shorty the most. I travel with homies, G4's candy painted. You dudes don't know me, negative, we can't get acquainted. You cats be phony, fighting my style so changing. You gotta show me, who better, I can't explain it, cuz.
Keep up, keep up, keep up with me. They can't keep up, keep up, keep up with me. They can't keep up, keep up, keep up with me. They can't keep up, keep up, keep up with me. They can't keep up, keep up, keep up with me. They can't keep up, keep up, keep up with me. They can't keep up, keep up, keep up with me. They can't keep up, keep up, keep up with me.
Rock while on the track, Ashwood.
Nothing like it.
Woo! I like to make a toast to everybody that believes in me. Came a long way, it wasn't easy. I like to make a toast to all the people that gave me help. They seen a kid trying to do it himself. I like to make a toast to my family for giving support. Had my back all the battles I fought. I like to make a toast to myself, cause this my year. Ashwood, I'm here, say cheers. I done put it down all across Florida. Yep. Time to move on, taking trips to Georgia.
Go.
A few shows, give me a favor. Now my name busting all through Decatur. Before I go down, I put up a fight. I'm out in Dade County trying to find open mic.
That's real.
No nonsense. Google Ashwood. Leave comments.
Yep.
Need the feedback. No sleep. You know what I go by. Shout out to Shea Boogie Networking and NY.
What up, Shea?
The next step though. My man Silk got my mixtape floating all through the West.
What up,
Silk? Tyree got me live in DC. Progression. About to drop the DVD. It's no half-stepping. Check my SoundClick page. Get my whole collection.
I like to make a toast to everybody that believes in me. Came a long way, it wasn't easy.
I like to make a toast to all the people that gave me help. They seen a kid trying to do it himself.
I like to make a toast to my family for giving support. Had my back all the battles I fought.
I like to make a toast to myself, cause this my year. Ashwood, I'm here, say cheers. May I have a word with all the labels? Back in 01, probably see me on cable.
We
thought about quitting, but I kept spitting.
Uh-huh.
Now I'm making beats. Slash engineering. Clean you up, who's the first contestant?
Uh-huh.
Independent thing, making wise investments.
Vibe with me.
This my story.
Uh-huh.
I holla at 10 for the puff party.
What up, 10?
If the people ain't hyped yet, I tore down
shows.
Even when they messed up my mic check.
Yep.
The show must go on, relax. Even under
pressure.
I pull a rabbit out the hat. I'm the musician. See the competition.
Yep.
Kapoof. Disappear. Ashwood is the truth.
The truth.
I got the sound that'll raise the roof.
Uh-huh.
Hey, yo, Swagger. Pass me the goose.
I like to make a toast to everybody that believes in me. Came a long way. It wasn't easy.
I like to make a toast to all the people that gave me help. They seen a kid trying to do it himself.
I like to make a toast to my family for giving support. Had my back all the battles I fought.
I like to make a toast to myself, cause this my year. Ashwood, I'm here. Say cheers.
Ashwood. Nigga Ashwood right there representing 813. You already know how we do. No Sleep Entertainments. My dog got his new DVD out. You know what I'm saying? No Sleep Films. You know, got the new DVD out. And that's what's due. Shouts out to San Jose, California. You know what I'm saying? I'm part of the Trilateral Commission. My homeboy Goofy Bone. Bless the chat room, a.k.a. The Bridge. And, yeah, man, that's how we doing up in this bitch. You know what I'm saying? Get into the next lesson, man. And, yeah, the next part is what we already covered last week. You know what I'm saying? I'm just going to, you know, kind of briefly 12-card flip and not really go too in-depth with this because we're going to get past this because it's time to learn... Doobie dooby doo, where are you? Numbers. Yeah, we're going to go into some numbers, people, after this. We're going to learn some motherfucking numbers because it's very important that when you go to another country, you know the motherfucking currency exchange and you know what I'm saying, how to handle your money correctly, because that's the first thing that gets you fucked up. When you're over there like I did, went to Germany, went to the goddamn McDonald's and shit over there trying to, you know, be all whatever the hell you want to call it. Like, you know, I know what the fuck I'm doing. Went to the goddamn McDonald's, started ordering food, ordered the food correctly. You know what I'm saying? I was like, ich habe zwei Pommes Frites und zwei Nummer. And that's how everything got fucked up right there. Every time I kept saying zwei, Nummer, and then another number, okay, I was ordering two orders of every fucking thing that I was ordering. Yeah. So subsequently, I left the fucking drive-thru with eight goddamn meals for four people. Yeah. Yeah. And had to pay that goddamn eight meal price. So just, you know what I'm saying, how you know, you say certain languages, man. And make sure you know what the fuck you talking about. Because if not, the shit will get a little expensive on you. And, yeah, that's what ended up happening. Shit got a little expensive on me. So, good thing I had a little money on me, you know what I'm saying? I would have been asked out washing German dishes and shit. You know what I'm saying? All right, y'all, let's flip through this thing. Let's get on through it. First one is, do you speak English? And how would we say that? Prat e Ingles. Prat e Ingles. And it's spelled P-R-A-A-T, capital U, then capital E-N-G-E-L-S, question mark. Prat e Ingles. And remember, every time you're looking at a word, it's not how it's spelled. So you wouldn't say Prat u Ingles. The U is pronounced the E. No, you got to make sure you get these letters down, because everything, especially in the African language, is not how it seems. So this is Prat E. Ingles. Prat E. Ingles. All right. And we're going to put this thing on auto so we can get through it. You know what I'm saying? Let's get through this thing here. And don't forget, right after this, we on live stream. We're going visual. Same lessons. You're just going to be able to see this visually. Oh, wait. We're going too fast, motherfucker. Tutsins. T-O-T-S-I-E-N-S. Tutsins means goodbye. Tell a motherfucker goodbye. Tutsins. Throw your hand in there. Tutsins. And there you go. How are you? You know, these are general greetings. These are just general meeting and greetings in Africa. You know what I'm saying? So when you take your ass over there and you get off the plane, don't be talking about no motherfucking Mama Mabulu, Amulu Abatu. You know, that's that shit I be doing. And I don't know what the hell I be saying. I could be summoning goddamn lions and tigers and bears and shit. You know, but I just be fucking around. But I won't go over there popping that shit. I'm going to jump off the plane and I'm going to say, who hand it? Who hand it? Who hand it? See, the G here is sounding like the H. Who hand it? And the O sounds like the U. And then you got the D. D-I. So it's H-O-E-G-A-A-N-D-I-T. See, we'll be like, who hand it? You know what I'm saying? No, no. It's who hand it? Yeah, I got to make sure I spell say it right, too. Who hand it? Who hand it? Who hunted? And if I ain't saying this shit correctly enough for you, please take your ass to www.byki.com. Download the software. Download Afrikaan language and any other language you want to learn, and study it on with your own dialect and your own, you know, your own slang. Cause I know I'm a country as hell, so hey. I don't understand universal black man language. I don't know or I don't understand. Akverstani. Akverstani, and it's spelled E K V-E-R-S-T-A-A-N-N-I-E. Akferstani. Akferstani. I don't know. Or I don't understand. It's all the same shit.
Hood donkey.
Hood donkey. Come up to somebody and you say that, they might be, at you, you know what I'm saying? But if they laugh at you, you know, you just don't worry. And, you know, try it again, you know. You got the language down right, you know. And play one more time. This is I'm Fine. Thank you.
Hood donkey.
Hood donkey.
Hood donkey.
You remember, the G is now, because, see, before the G was sounding like a Q. Now we've switched it up. Now the G is sounding like an H. Depending on how you know what I'm saying, how you're using this sentence. How you're using it in the sentence is how it's going to dictate. It either going to be a Q or it's going to be an H. And this sentence is an actual H. Hood donkey.
Hood donkey.
Hood donkey.
Hood donkey.
Spelled G-O-E-D, comma, D-A-N-K-I-E. Hood donkey. All right, here we go. We got our first beam up. First beam up of the day. Let me walk over here real quick, people. Y'all excuse me 1 second. Scooby-Doo-Doo. Get your ass out the way.
Penny!
Motherfucker, get out of the way. Trying to fuck up my beam process. Shit. Queen my dog. Manair Goofy Bone.
Hello.
El Crute.
Hello.
Hello, motherfucker. Hello.
Hey.
Oh. Thought I heard a little kid and shit. I was going to cuss
hey,
a little kid.
Tag.
Guten Tag.
Guten Tag.
Hello. Now what the hell is you on? Did you download the software?
No. This is on my iPhone. I got German.
Excuse me, app.
I got my fucking German, iPhone. I got my Spanish, I got my Italian, my Vietnamese, and my French.
Fucking iPhones. God damn
iPhones. The only
iPhones.
Main continent that I fuck in. You know what I mean?
Oh, well, basically. Well, right now, too. You got down going over here to Africa. You know what I'm saying? Shit. You got to learn everything. You got to learn everything. Bang. Yeah. That means yes,
what's
people.
What's up, brother?
Yes,
how you doing?
Bang. Man, hey, man. I'm blessed and unstressed, man. You know, if you caught the show yesterday, you know what I'm saying? You know how my weekend went with these old whack-ass fucking clubs. Owners and
man,
managers.
What's going on at Coco's? They trying to hate you.
Know?
They're trying to break you down.
Man, bro, this is what I don't understand. And listen, this is just some real nigga shit. Okay, they just had the players ball, you know what I'm saying, over the weekend. All these niggas that they called up talking about was players and all this bullshit was just the dope boys that sit in the goddamn club every single fucking day. Like, they work there. Well, I guess they do. Because they come there and they sit there and sell they dope all fucking day long. Now, why the fuck is you ain't, why you ain't stepping to them when they making the money? You know they sitting here at your bar making money. Offering an illegal product that can get your goddamn club shut the fuck down. These the niggas that got awards. They gave these bitches awards. Come the fuck on, man. Is you serious? Now, I come up in this bitch with a legal hustle. I show you bitches how to legal hustle. Nah, these bitches ain't get. I wasn't looking for no award from the motherfuckers. Y'all ain't nothing. Ain't shit you bitches can give me. But the fuck about my face. But now, yeah, man, these motherfuckers come up to me. Thomas, I'm well, smell. You know, you been in doing your thing for a little minute. Now, you know you have to break the house off. I said, where the house at? Bitch, we in a club. We ain't in no fucking house. So I don't know what no break no house off is. I don't know who the fuck I'm gonna be breaking off. I say, well, how much you talking about? This bitch gonna come to me, man. I sell a, I don't even know, bro. I sell like 6 containers with little snacks in it. You know, and one of them got blunts and some little cigars and shit that bitches you know want. Okay, so I might make $60 a night. This bitch stepped to me, and I said, Mike, that's only really on a Thursday, Friday, and Saturday on the weekend. rest of the week, you know, I ain't shit going on. This bitch came to me and told me I'm going to have to start paying them $75 a week.
Wait a minute, wait a minute. Hold on. I got my beans and my rice all mixed up. You got to pay them. For what?
Bruh, you letting niggas selling crack. You letting a nigga sell powder. You letting plenty of niggas in there. Oh, heavily. At least six niggas in there selling weed. Two niggas in there selling powder. And there's one nigga in there selling crack. I know every single one of them. You know every single one of them. You see these motherfuckers going into the bathroom every two goddamn minutes. They ain't taking a piss like that. Something wrong with their bowel. You feel me? Come on, man. Don't step to me like I ain't no real nigga, because I'm going to bust you in your shit. But I'm going to handle my shit business-wise first, and I'm going to tell you motherfuckers to fuck yourself. You feel me? I sit outside and do the same shit. I sit right out in my motherfucking van outside your same fucking club that I don't like to hang up in anyways. I'm just up in there to sell my shit. And the thing that blows me is they got a machine in the club. The machine in the club, the vending machine, sell blunts, sell everything I sell. But it sell everything $2 a piece. Cigarettes, $7 a pack. Half a Tampa, $7 a pack. Black and Miles, $7 a pack. Boss of Blunt, $7 a pack. That same $3.50 in the store is $7 a pack in the goddamn.
$3.50? It's $5.75 over here.
Well, shit. Down here, I guess we still straight. Yeah, yeah. Because the cheapest is $5. I mean, cheapest $4. My bad. $4. And that's if you go to like the liquor stores and shit. They sell them like $4 a box. Everybody else, yeah, they still like $5, $5.25, $5.50, something like that. You know what I'm saying? But we still got, you know, discount places. And I go to the warehouse, so I get the shit. You know what I'm saying? I pay a whole fucking box of blunts, 60 blunts. I pay $23. So, you know what I'm saying? I ain't, you know, shit. But I buy the shit to resell. It ain't like I'm finna sit there and smoke all that shit. Unless it's my birthday or something. You know what I'm saying? And I get down like that. But it's just the simple fact of how he stepped to the motherfucker that's making, you know, basically I'm the cover up for everything that's going on. I'm the cover up for all transactions. If the police rushed up in here right now and they like, well, what, you know what I'm saying, where all these plastic bags and shit come from, blame it on me. Because, I got all the plastic bags in my van with the candy and the motherfucking business license to back that shit up. These motherfuckers can't say that shit, though. They can't even say that these little dope bags are really just jewelry bags. They can't even use that excuse of why you have them. You have no paperwork. I can use that. I can sit up and say I sell jewelry. You know what I'm saying? I'll put candy. I can say anything I want to legally cover that shit up. But these stupid ass motherfuckers that run the club don't see. They don't stay. They either see it and don't give a fuck, or they don't see it and it's just gonna get them fucked up. It's gonna get them fucked up, and they ain't even from Tampa, bro. They from Chicago.
Oh,
you feel me? They
God.
in the hood. They in the hood trying to run a hood bar,
shit.
And don't
trying
even know what the
shit.
Fuck they doing. Trying to run shit instead of just letting the bar run itself. The bar runs itself. That's a self-functioning turnkey establishment. Don't nobody need to do nothing but come in that bitch. Make sure it's look at the bar and make sure a motherfucker can come in and through the door and pay. That's it. And the music, right? What kind of bar, when you come into, this bitch going to have the nerve to tell me they only hire DJs that got their own equipment. How fucking stupid is that? A DJ bringing equipment?
Out of all the money you make in a night, you can't even go out and get some cheap
and get a
equipment.
System? An amp and four speakers is all the fuck you need, and a mixer. Really, that's all you need. The club ain't so fucking big that a bitch is 275, that bitch is at fire code. So, I mean, damn, it ain't like, you feel me, this is no big-ass club that you need, you know what I'm saying? Big 415 speakers all around this shit. It ain't going to happen. 415, that bitch would be loud. I mean, to like, damn, a bitch going to tell you to turn it down loud. But they got all this other bullshit in there. They let niggas come in and just nigger rig shit and just throw shit up in there. You know what I'm saying? And now everything sound like shit, sound like trash. And now DJs, yeah, when they come in here, they got to bring their own fucking equipment because they don't want to use your bullshit. That don't make no sense, though. It works. The equipment works. All the equipment works. I had to come in and set all the equipment back up because the previous DJs don't know how to motherfuck. They ain't sound men. You feel me? That's one thing about a club. You have to have a sound man. You feel me? They do the sound and shit. That's how I step to them. I was like, well, damn, bro. You know what I'm saying? I did your sound. I bring these mics in. I'm bringing equipment that your shit nobody has. None of these DJs even have microphones. I don't even see how y'all calling yourself a DJ, and you don't have a fucking mic. They bring all this other big fancy bullshit in, but they don't have a mic. Only thing I come in with is my motherfucking laptop, but I got mics. That's all I need. As long as you got an amp and a mixer, two speakers, I'll rock any fucking party. If not, that means I got to go home and get my equipment and shit. Hell, fuck, nah, I ain't finna drag all this shit up in here. Unless you talking about $150 a night. And them bitches want to pay you $50 a night. The motherfucker wouldn't even, bro, he didn't even, they was supposed to, Saturday night, they was supposed to pay me $70, and it was supposed to be all I can drink. This is what the DJ who turned the gig down told me. He said, because he ain't want to do it. You know what I'm saying? I was like, well, fuck it. I was going to come in that bitch and sell my shit anyway. Boom. That was supposed to be part of the deal. I come in and sell my shit. Man, I set up, fixed all they goddamn equipment and shit. You feel me? I mean, I had to fix this shit, bro. There was no music in the club. There was no music in the club till I came in that motherfucker. Everybody sitting in motherfucking light darkness and shit. I'm like, what the fuck going on? Because the stupid-ass motherfucker, nobody know how to hook the goddamn music up. Nobody in the entire club knows how to hook the music up.
See, this is what I hate. When niggas got brains and they don't use them, you know what I mean?
Don't use them, man.
Come on, man. Yeah, hello. Hello. Well, what's the most important thing that a club is going to need? First thing.
Fucking music.
Exactly.
I don't give a shit about it, because you can do a BYOB. You don't need to have no fucking alcohol in the club.
Exactly.
All you need to do is sell chaser, and like they're doing now, they charge you $3 for a fucking bowl of ice in a cup. $3 for a bowl of ice in a cup. Yeah.
I swear, man.
Man, that's because it's fucked up. Because these motherfuckers turn around and get mad at the patrons. How in the hell do patrons get bottles into the club? How do you just sneak bottles into a club? Ain't no fucking way if you got the proper security that's checking bags. That means security is getting broke off for letting these bitches bring their bottles in.
That's great.
So you going to step to the patrons and say, oh, that's fuck. No, y'all bring a bottle. No, y'all can't do that. No, we finna watch y'all. Hell no, you need to watch your staff. Management is fucked up.
Yeah,
that's
they
the
blame
whole
the other
line.
Motherfucker, but they can't sit there and blame them damn selves. You know
management
what I mean?
Is fucked up, bruh. Management is real fucked up, you know? And I told them, though. I said, hell no, I ain't coming back up in that bitch till tonight, because tonight is my night. You know what I'm saying? Represent for TampaRap.com. And then that's it. I won't be back up in that bitch again. Man, fuck y'all. I don't need that goddamn club, man. Not at all. I make my money. Before I even come up in there, I make my money. I just come up in there because I don't see no point of me sitting around lounging in no place and not making money. You know what I'm saying? What the fuck I'm going to sit up in here and chill for if I know bitches going to motherfucker keep coming up to me, you know what I'm saying, asking me to buy this and asking me to buy that. I'm just a stupid motherfucker not to have this shit on hand. Shit. You know, you fucked up. Yeah, fuck that. So, anyway, you need to get the African app on your phone, man.
Sorry, brother.
Goddamn African.
If the Mexicans start speaking African, then the world will blow up. I will tell you that. It's bad enough they look at me weird for speaking Vic. Fuck.
Fuck that. Look at me. I'm a nigga speaking damn everything. What they do that at?
Oh, man. I just watched a movie that you need to watch. I'm recommending a movie to you. You know how I recommend movies.
All right.
Inglourious Basterds.
With the German shit. Well, what's his name? He got whooped out of the award because he got mad he didn't get a best actor for that movie and shit.
Ooh.
I forgot the white dude's name. The lead actor in it.
Brad Pitt.
His name is Is it Brad? Yeah, because he supposed to have got an award. He got snuffed out of the award and shit. That's what they said. Yeah, he supposed to have won it.
I recommend
it. They say it was a good movie, though. Yeah, they say it was a good movie, though.
I mean, watch that movie. I mean, it's a Quentin Tarantino movie, but hey, the movie's actually good.
But, you know, come on, bro. I spent a year in Germany. You know what I'm saying? I know.
You know what I mean? About a little something.
But I bet you ain't know that niggas was the one that saved Germany from their downfall. Back when Americans were coming to take that bitch over, and when we came in, they sent America in to help them out. It wasn't no white folks. Sorry, no white folks helping out, man. No white folks over there, you know, inglorious bastards. See how that movie is predicting how they went over there just killing up shit, and they don't even know what the fuck they was doing. Now that's a true story. But that don't mean that was how they won the war. You feel me? Niggas came over there, and we was all in the German towns. You know what I'm saying? And we crept behind enemy lines and everything else when these motherfuckers ain't even know what was going on. But, you know, of course, we don't get no credit. You know what I'm saying? But that's why if you ever take your ass over to Germany, you know what I'm saying, you're going to see so many motherfucking mixed babies over there. Germany is, fuck, you ain't even going to hardly find a pure white person over there. Like Hitler tried to do. A blonde-haired, blue-eyed person. You ain't finna find that shit in Germany. You was not finna find that shit. And Hitler did everything he could to massacre people and everything else, you know what I'm saying, to keep that shit out. Hell no.
You know, Smelly, well, imagine if Hitler never massacred all those people. Imagine how much people would be on this world.
Nah, man. I can't imagine that because of the fact that we are on this is places on this planet, bro, we just have never touched. And it's not that they're inhabitable. We just ain't seen them yet. This is a big-ass planet. We are just a fucking speck. We are a piece of sand on this shit.
Oh, fuck yeah, we ain't.
So all that's
big, but then you go to, like, say, Las Vegas, or you go to Dallas or Austin, or, you know, everywhere's big. You know what I mean?
But do you know, if you look on the map, that the United States, the entire United States of America, the entire United States, all 52 motherfucking states can fit in Africa, the continent of Africa, twice, and still have room? Didn't know that, huh? Yeah, so your world ain't that big, bro. Your world is not that big. This planet
world is small.
Yeah, this planet is huge.
But I live in a big world, in a small world where I'm huge.
Yeah, there you go. There you go. Yeah, that sounds about right. That sounds about right, you know. But, yeah, man, this is the United States, man. This shit here is an acorn compared to everybody else. You know what I'm saying? I mean, United States smaller than a motherfucker. They just strategically set up to where nobody can't fuck with us. I mean, it's so much water that separates everybody. I mean, the only way you're going to come fucking with us is by air, quickly. Because everything else, bitch, we're going to blow it out the water. That's the only thing in America, you know what I'm saying, they can get us at. And that's why, that's why we got Air Force bases set up every fucking well.
Exactly.
We ain't worried about the air attack, you know what I'm saying? We got ground troops, you got bases post every fucking well. And you know, come on, man. Bitches fuck with America, really. Bitches would get fucked up, because we are a country of killers. That's what we are. We are a country of, ain't no peace about the United States of America. Unless you try to get a piece of ours, and we're going to get a piece of you. We produce killers, man. Come on, man. Well, other countries don't produce motherfuckers that manipulate, embezzle, swindle, all this other kind of big name crimes and shit, but well. Right here in the United States. Shit. All they crooks, all they Iranian, Saudi Arabian, all them other crooks that get their hands and all that shit cut off, bring their swindling ass over here to make their money. All that shit that they did, yeah, man, please. Yeah, all these motherfuckers over here right now would be dead if they was in any other country. Dead. You'd be walking around like, you would see half the motherfuckers walk around with no hands, no feet. Half these niggas, majority of America would be castrated. All these old pedophilic motherfuckers around here.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah.
Chop
shit.
Their dick off.
Oh, chop their shit off. You wouldn't even have a Catholic religion. all that clergy would be gone.
You know,
if people
would be as savage as these other countries, motherfuckers steal, well, you lose your hands.
That's it. That's what I'm talking about.
You know
about.
What I mean?
You rape? Yeah, they cut your shit off. You commit adultery, they stone your ass to death.
Mm-hmm.
So don't get married.
And that's what keeps people in line.
Don't get married. I mean, damn, man. Anybody forcing you to go and you know, commit those vows. And them people take that shit sacred. They take it like what it is. For real. Shit over here ain't for real. They let you get a divorce, marry. Divorce, marry. Divorce, come the fuck on, man.
Check this out. In the county jail, if you want to get married, it's $99.
$100 fucking.
And if you want to get divorced, it's $7. Yeah.
You want to get in for the long ride, we're going to tax you. But if you want to get out, you know, we'll go all that, y'all. So we know that you motherfuckers don't know what the hell you was doing any goddamn way.
Dumb motherfuckers.
For real. That's some crazy shit. But that's the way motherfucking life is going right now. And I ain't, you know, I'm just glad I ain't caught up in the BS. The BS to see
you. You know, shit happens.
Yeah, so I'm finna do something new today, man, on the, God damn.
The plane went over.
Yeah, big time.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
The fuck? I'm sounding goofy as hell. That's what I'm not trying to do. Sound all goofy and shit on the motherfucking radio.
Hey, come
fuck
on.
That.
Don't be using my name in vain.
Oh, well.
Sound hey, all can silly. You send me that recently, that Ashwood song that you were playing?
The one where they
tipped the cup and shit.
Oh, make a toast?
Yeah, make a toast.
Yeah, that's
I like
my
that
shit.
Song.
Yeah,
that's
boy.
A good concept he did right there.
I'd like to make a toast. And that nigga say, man, he said I couldn't find no real wine glasses. So that nigga say, man, I took two ashtrays. And clink
yeah.
No visitors. I said, damn. And that's
oh.
It. But see, that shit sound like better than a fucking glass, though.
Mm-hmm.
I guess it was
exactly
heavier, and you can hear it. Yeah,
yeah
you can
hear, it clearly.
I'm like, man, that's a beast move. That's a beast move right there, boy. I done did some nigger egg shit. But that was some, you know, that was some pulled off nigger egg shit. He did that one, yeah. So I sent that to you. It's called Make a Toast. I'm trying to remember why he made that song. It didn't have nothing to do with, like, you know, New Year's or no shit like that, but it's appropriate for New Year's though. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Or any little celebration, any holiday. That's
yeah,
just
anything
real
to be proud of. You know what I mean?
Man,
shit.
Let's make a toast. Nah, fuck it. Let me play this song. He ain't even got to do that. You know what I mean? Let him say it for us.
Yeah.
Bam. Throw that shit on. Oh yeah, I'm definitely send that over.
And you know you're drinking your drink, and you know you're enjoying the song at the same time. And then you're always toasting. You know, you get three toasts, and you know, for the price of one. You know what I mean?
Hey, it's all in how you look at it. All in how you look at it.
But all right, Smell. I just want to stop by and say what's up. And
hey, yeah, did you ain't get to check out my video show yet, have you? You know I'm live.
You on live stream?
Man, I'm live. I did my first show yesterday. I had Red Shades, you know what I'm saying, up in the chat room with me. I had Seti J chilling in the chat room, you know what I'm saying, and played a couple little videos just to test it out. You know, I'm just learning. But this shit here, man, is bigger than the both of us, dog. I mean, this shit here is to the point where it tells you need to have a goddamn production team. That's how really, you know what I'm saying, professional this damn program is. I mean, but the motherfucker said if you really want to do a real live show, I mean, I can have this shit where you sitting at the house using your webcam and I can bring you in, you know what I'm saying, be talking to you, then boom, cue your webcam up. I mean, we can have, like, you know what I'm saying, have webcams.
Yeah,
and then be
so
people
say,
in.
Say for instance, like be like, oh, Miss Computer Lady's on, let's bring her on board. And
yeah, and then you cue her up,
that.
And then she can, then, yeah, boom. And then cue her up, and then let's see what Miss Computer get, boom. And then she going to be on screen doing her little talk.
Yeah.
You feel me? I mean, well, we can have anybody from anywhere I mean, I don't give a fuck. Tasha gonna be in Australia giving us the goddamn weather report.
Damn.
So this shit here, boy, I was like, what the fuck? Okay, okay, yeah. And that ain't even in a premium. This is the free shit. I mean, well, if you go premium, the premium shit is where you can put your own ass up. So, you know, ad space. Everything is in HD.
How
and then they
the
give you they give you a whole bunch of more features and shit. Let me see how much premium is. All right, we got...
Hey, but live stream, you could stream anytime you want.
Anytime you want, bro. Anytime you want. Yeah.
So when you do music videos, like do you play music or do you just do videos?
Yeah, man, you have to check it out after this, man. You're just going to have to go. I'm going to drop the link in now. Because I'm going to do it right after this show over with. 2 minutes. That's why I only do an hour on here, and then I do an hour on there.
Okay.
You notice that this is only running until 1 o'clock today.
Hey, brother, I just hopped out of bed.
I just tuned in.
I had to call my friend, and I called him. We live, and then now you're telling me. So now I'm gonna tune in.
Let me jump.
You got to drop the
I just did. Yeah, they checked. They hung in there for the whole hour. You know what I'm saying? It was a good time. I just did it for the hour. You can do it as long as you motherfucking want. You know what I'm saying? But I was just trying to, you know, I'm in the experimenting stage, you know, so I ain't trying to rush myself. But, yeah, man, this shit here. Let me see. Hold on. Okay. For a live stream premium channel, prorated for the partial month, total now is due. God damn.
What is it, $100?
Shit. Nah, bro, yeah, I ain't going to be going pro unless I get shit, some offers and some ad spaces.
Why, what's that?
$350.
A month?
God damn, all premium plans. I think that's for 25 gigs. That's for 25 gigs of storage space and all that.
Wait a minute.
Damn, I can't.
How much
right.
storage space do you get? With the regular.
You get one premium channel, 25 gigs a month storage, and 25 gigs a month of bandwidth.
And that's for the free?
Damn. And no, that's no the free. The free is 500 megs. I think it's 500 megs. Damn, that's $1,000. God damn, boy.
So where do you upload the videos? Do you do it like a blog talk or do you...
I got a something just like a switchboard and shit like that. It's kind of set up like blog talk, you know what I'm saying?
Uh-huh.
So you got a, you know, you can, that's what it is. I mean, you got your own little switchboard type deal and then you just upload, you know what I'm saying, to it. Oh yeah, so you get 10 gigs a month. You get 1.49 gigs of bandwidth and you get one premium channel. That's on the free plan. Yeah. That's everything on the free plan. So, I'm on the free plan right now. Shit. Yeah. So that's the free joint though. So either way, man, that shit's still beneficial. I want to do the free shit first though, because if we can get the free shit popped up and then actually get the concept down right, because everybody see my concept. You know what I'm saying? My concept is MTV, BET type shit. So we can get the concept down right.
It's a radio.
Yeah, but we actually gonna be doing live videos. No, I gotta hook my cam up and shit too.
Okay, so you upload the videos to them, or do you just do it from your computer?
Yeah, from anywhere. I can get the videos from anywhere, from YouTube. You know what I'm saying? I can get the videos from anywhere and then upload them. Like, if I want to go get all your shit off of YouTube, all I got to do is type in your YouTube username, and it'll pull all your videos up off of YouTube.
And then,
all I got to do is just drag and drop any video that I want. I'm telling you, bro, this shit, Red Shades, I got to give it all props now, because You know, that's where I got the idea from. You know what I'm saying? Because I went on her page, and then she has her little video streaming, her little personal videos that she made. You know what I'm saying? And they just like in an autopilot, so they just keep going over and over. And I was like, well, damn, that's you know what I'm saying? That's kind of hot. You know, I think I could do a video show just like that. And that's what I did yesterday, you know what I'm saying? So for the first time, I sat there and plugged and played, queued everything up on my own, and that's how I did it. So today,
drop the link. I'll be there.
Yeah. Because it's finna start right now. I'm finna hang up here and then do that.
Okay.
The link in the chat room, though.
All right. I'll see you on the stream.
All right. All right, people, we out. Time to learn language Tuesday. Thank y'all for tuning in to the Starship Smelly Prize, a.k.a. Wrecking the Game Radio. God damn, that shit loud. We're going to live stream, people. Livestream.com/WDGE Radio. For some more language learning, man, come on through. Yeah.